people of The Passion, Lenten devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries, written by Carrie Vo.
Trusted. Thursday, April 18th, 2019. John chapter 19, verse 27. Then Jesus said to the disciple, "Behold, your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home. There wasn't much Jesus could do once he was hanging on the cross. He couldn't come down. He couldn't move his hands or his feet much. Even his ability to talk was probably getting lesser and lesser as time went on. But he still had a few things to settle before dying. As he looked down, he saw his mother and some other women standing by his cross, along with his disciple, John. He could see the grief in their faces. And Son of God though he was, Jesus was also the Son of Man, a human being. He had loved ones to provide for. Specifically, who would care for Mary? Joseph was probably long dead. There were certainly other children in the family, Jesus' brothers and sisters, but their relationship with him hadn't always been the best, and Mary would need comfort, not "I told you so," when it looked like Jesus' mission had ended in ruin. Mary herself would want to be useful, sharing comfort with others who also loved Jesus. So Jesus said to her, "Behold, your son." And to John he said, "Behold, your mother." Jesus entrusted his mother to a disciple, that is, to the church. For all the failings and mistakes and even sins of his followers, he still chose to give his beloved mother into their care. His love would continue to live in their community as they talked and prayed and lived together, and John fulfilled Jesus' trust in him. Chapter 19, verse 27, John tells us, "And from that hour the disciple took her to his own home." What an honor this is, that Jesus should trust the church with the care of those he loves so much. For he continues to do this even to this day, as he trusts us with the poor, the sick, the lonely, the hurting, the unwanted. To us, he says, "Behold your mother. Behold your son, your daughter, your brothers and sisters." He gives us one another to care for. For all of us who trust in him are his beloved, his needy family, and he gives us to one another. We pray to him. Dear Jesus, thank you for trusting us with the people you love. Help me to love them as you have loved me. Amen.